It's hard to describe Passequan. You pull off a flat tree-lined road down a gravel driveway. The first thing you see is a tall pagoda and high, long wall covered with brightly colored designs.
Oh no.
Hopping out of their van, a class of fine art master's students from the University of Georgia, including Catherine Miller, are shocked.
Dope.
Walk inside the wall's archway, and you're standing before a one-story house surrounded by a dizzying maze of walkways, walls, and totems, swirling with mandalas, crosses, animals, faces, and eyes painted in bright oranges, yellows, white, greens, and blues.
It's a bit overwhelming. The colors are very vibrant, and it's right there when you pull into the driveway.
Kalina Stasiak and her classmates are here for the first time to study the art of Eddie Owens Martin.
Usually when you come in, I say, welcome to Passequan. You're no longer in Georgia. You're in the land of Passequan, which might be the future.
Tour guide Michael McFalls is director of Passequan and chair of the art department at nearby Columbus State University. Passequan, according to Martin, is a utopia where the past and future come together. He started building it in the 1950s on orders, he said, from spirits in a dream.
He has a fever, right? He gets very ill. He thinks he's going to die, and he has a vision.
At the time, Martin was living in New York City, having run away from the religious constrictions of rural Georgia to live as a hustler, gambler, drag queen, and fortune teller.
But this being tells him that this is the end of the road for him unless he straightens and follows this being's ways.
Like St. Paul knocked off his horse, Martin is transformed into a Passequan. The being instructs him to canonize himself, St. Ohm, as in his initials, E-O-M, pack up and move to Georgia to create Passequan.
He created his own canon of art history that he drew upon.
Catherine Gentleson is curator of folk and self-taught art at the High Museum of Art in Atlanta. She says Martin had no formal art training. He built Passequan using imagery he saw in magazines, books, and during his own travels.
His site, Passequan, draws on all kinds of iconography from many different world cultures, you know, Africa, Japan, China, American Indian.
Martin's art is also visionary. He was guided by internal forces, spirits that he said visited him for the rest of his life. Standing inside Passequan, it's easy to feel spellbound by the swirl of colors and imagery. Director Michael McFalls says Martin wanted visitors to experience the past, present, and future colliding.
In his world, it's becoming this kind of pluralistic utopia for himself. In fact, Eddie thinks that you should reflect on these ancient cultures because we've lost our way, and that in the future we'll come back to those cultures.
Visitors can also reflect on the artistic and historical significance of Passequan thanks to a multi-million dollar restoration by the Wisconsin-based Kohler Foundation, which is dedicated to preserving self-taught art environments all around the country. Kohler has donated the site to Columbus State University as an education resource for art and history students, visiting scholars, and anyone else looking to be dazzled by the eccentric visionary art of Eddie Owens Martin. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.